Talk with Mike Thralls, Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and several things I want to talk about with you today, Mike. But first, let's talk about this National Watershed Conference that is starting over the weekend in Oklahoma City. You've got some big name speakers and a lot of issues to talk about regarding watersheds.
Well, we got the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas, our own Frank Lucas, that'll be speaking to the group on Monday. And he's certainly been a champion of not only conservation, but of the Small Watershed Program of USDA. That's a program that has really helped make this state more livable with some over 2,000 dams that have been built to control flooding in Oklahoma.
Now, you've also got the chief of NRCS, Dave White, coming in.
Chief White will be in on the next day. Certainly, I think the group's going to have some questions for him because the administration had really recommended that the watershed program be terminated. But it was not. And certainly, I think the chief personally wants to see that program develop and be useful in the future. It certainly has that potential.
Now, you know, why do we need watersheds as far as watershed control, which is really what this association is all about?
Well, the primary reason is to prevent flooding, but the secondary reason is water supply. I mean, and recreation also comes in there. But if you look at the 2,000 dams across state, some 42 provide water supplies for local towns. And that's on top of the flood benefits. If you the NRCS calculates those benefits every year. And on an average, that $2 billion worth of infrastructure of dams prevents $80 million worth of flood damage. Now, in 2007, that went up to over $300 million, and I think this year we'll be above average, if I believe.
Of course, that's based on just the rains in the eastern half of the state as much as anything.
That's correct. But those dams, you know, you can't prevent a flood entirely if it just rains and rains and rains, but you can do a lot to mitigate the damages, and we've proven that over the years. This is a tremendous, it was a great investment, and it continues to be a great investment for the state.
Now, Oklahoma has the most flood control dams of any state.
Yes, there's over 2,100. There's over 11,000 nationwide. But because that program started here, folks like Red Mails and Lloyd Church, they helped put the original legislation in place. And so Oklahoma has always been a leader in this program.
Regarding, you know, where we're going in the future, I know this is something that we've really talked about several times in recent years about the need for rehabilitation. These dams were really put in place, 40, 50 years ago in a lot of cases, and they're reaching the end of what the natural life or expected life, I guess.
That's it. They're designed. The first ones were designed to last 50 years. The more recent ones, when we go in and rehab today, we'll extend the life expectancy, the serviceability of that dam 100 years. So that's the evolution of the technology and the expertise. But like every infrastructure, they wear out, like a bridge. You know, we in Oklahoma weren't real concerned about, we didn't have the height and concern about bridges till a piece of concrete fell out of one and killed a lady from Texas. That's an unfortunate circumstance. Well, the state of Georgia had that same experience with dams that failed. And we don't ever want to see that here. So we continue to talk about how important it is to operate and maintain these dams. And rehab is part of that because some folks have a habit of building below those dams, which raises their hazard classification to high hazard and then requires that we upgrade the serviceability of that dam.
And when we start talking about it, we're talking about fairly significant money.
Well, if you look at the average cost to rehab a dam is about $1 million. That is significant. Now, these are well-constructed dams, and if they're properly operated and maintained and not really don't have to be upgraded in terms of their hazard classification, we can make with a lot less investment, we can keep those dams operating for a great long time.
The executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, Mike Thralls, talking about this 2011 National Watershed Conference getting underway on Sunday in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.